No, that's a lie, but that's okay.
Jekka News, you need to know now.
Maar kom ons hou by die waarheid. Danny, dis net so erg. Johannesburg op na net 9 grade vandag. Pretoria 11, Tzaneen 13. En daarmee saam, die buitensporig koue weer en die erge koue front is hoofnuus. Die ijskoue toestande en smaar sneeuw het nou ook gelei tot die sluit van die landse grensposte.
The BMA stakeholders operating at the port have taken a decision to close Sunny Pass, Busman's Neck and Mononsa ports of entry for operations today until further notice.
Woordvoerder van die grensbestuur owerheid Meme Mogotse sê die besluit is geneem om die veiligheid van reisigers, toeriste en beamptes te verseker. Ander grensposte wat steeds oop is, sluit in Ficksburg, Caledonspoort en Maseru. Op die N3 vertel motoriste van hoe hulle gestrand in hulle voertuie gestrand was nadat die Van Reenens pas gesluit is te midde van swaar sneeuw en swart ys. Hierdie motoriste en kollegas was gister op pad van Durban na Rustenburg toe hulle reis skielik tot stilstand gedwing is.
Traffic officers are stationed on both sides of the mountain passes to warn motorists. The road users are encouraged to ask for secured routes. We are making a clarion call on all the motorists to be patient and adhere to the instructions of the traffic officers.
Die N3 tolkonsessie sê rampbestuurspanne werk onophoudelik om by die gestrande motoriste uit te kom, as ook om al die ongelukstonele op te klaar. Daar word berig dat die tou van gestrande voertuie in beide rigtings van die N3 etlike kilometers lank is. Intussen is die Tugela en Wilge tolplazas nou ook vanoggend afgesluit. Nog baie swaar sneeuw val van vroeg af oor die Van Reenens pas. Jy kan gaan kyk na die video's van die gestrande motoriste, dis by jackaranda.fm.com, klik op news. Na ander dele van die landse paaie in Limpopo waarskei die departement van vervoer van swaar verkeer oor die lang naweek. Gister was ook die begin van die skoolvakansie. Woordvoerder Titimalo Chueni vra motoriste om geduldig te wees en verwag padblokkades.
Law enforcement officers are already deployed along major routes including the N1, N11 and R101. Officers will take a zero tolerance stance against reckless behaviors such as speeding, drunk driving and overloading.
Die rugbynaweek het met 'n naalbytery afgeskop. In Sydney het Australië 'n magtige terugkeer geloods in die tweede helfte van hulle rugbykampioenskapswedstryd teen Nieu-Seeland, maar dit was nie genoeg nie en die All Blacks het 31-28 gewen. Daarmee het hulle ook die Bledisloe beker gewen. Om 11:00 vanaand pak die Springbokke Argentinië in Santiago del Estero en daar is dit vandag 37 grade Celsius. En terug by die huis, 2 Suid-Afrikaanse legendariese akteurs word vandag by die Westpark begraafplaas in Johannesburg ter aarde bestel. Veteraan akteurs Darlington Michaels en Selma Tlong het altyd die week gesterf in wat as 'n week van rou beskryf word vir TV-kykers, aanhangers en die vermaaklikheidsbedryf. Meer hieroor op ons nuusblok. Ek's Gerda D'Souza, the top story at this hour. It is all about the weather and this cold front and border posts between South Africa and Lesotho have now also been closed due to the bitter cold conditions.
I know you're going to say that you don't know everything, but you generally do, right? So, when is it over?
So, it is going to be, you know how quickly this descended on us? Remember 48 hours ago when it was so hot?
Yes, I was swimming. Yes.
Believe me when I tell you, in 48 hours, we are going to have forgotten about this. So by Wednesday...
Oh, so just in time for Monday.
Yes. By Wednesday's side, it's going to be 30 degrees in Pretoria.
Fantastic. Like, no pressure, but I'm going to hold you to that.
I am holding myself to this because that's the only way I'm going to survive today.
Oh my goodness, me too.
Number 30.
In at number 30 this week on the CTM Top 40, this Elvis Blue made Deep Gun through him.